Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. So just past the anniversary of the publication of Scouting for Boys in 1908 by Robert Baden-Powell, or Baden-Powell, if you will. So he's best known as being the father of the Scout movement. And 1907 was the first Scout camp at Brownsea Island. And it spread like wildfire all across the world. At one stage, I think there are only three countries in the world which didn't allow Scouts. It was like North Korea, Cuba, and I can't remember where else. Was it like Belarus or something like that? Very oppressive countries. So Robert Baden-Powell was a British army officer, served in India and indeed South Africa. The Second South African War, 1899-1902, was where he made his name, the Siege of Mafeking. At one time, when the British Empire was fighting against the Transvaal Republic and the Orange Free State, the British Army suffered three defeats in 1 week. They called it Black Week. Mafeking was besieged. And this is the time, sort of 1899, when the UK had reached full literacy. And reading newspapers was way more popular than it is today, partly because not even radio existed for anything more than military communication. And so people were reading daily updates about the Mafeking war situation. Was it going to surrender? But anyway, eventually Mafeking was relieved. They were saved. And though even the word Mafeking meant celebration for a while in the early 20th century. So he was a national hero. He retired from the army sometime afterwards. So English and Welsh ancestry, Powell, of course, coming from Up Howell, as in son of Howell. And it was anglicized to Powell, like Up Rhys became Price. And there are other names like that. Up Richard became Pritchard and so forth. So Baden-Powell was married, but I think he had never had any children. Powell is usually the more pucker pronunciation. I'm not sure if he said it Powell or Powell. Anyhow, a third of those who volunteered for the Britannic Army in the Second South African War were turned down. They were maybe malnourished in childhood, had rickets resulting in bow legs or whatever. They were just too puny. And they're living in unhealthy conditions, damp, filthy, polluted conditions in big cities. And they'd lost touch of the countryside, didn't know how to pitch a tent or light a campfire, anything like that. So some of the field craft had to be taught. So been unhealthy since a sort of a century of the Industrial Revolution. And this was to get people out of the countryside and teach them useful skills, somewhat military skills, not actual guns, but everything else. Map reading, how to build a shelter. And I said some basic survival skills, some first aid, but and to have fun and be physically fit and so on, and patriotism and religion. Obviously, in those days, 99% of people in the United Kingdom were Christian. It was a tiny Jewish community, virtually nobody else, without specifying a denomination. It wasn't to be Roman Catholic or Church of Scotland or Methodist or anything. So to God and the King, whoever that was, and is replicated across countries, God and whoever the head of state is, without specifying which God you believe in. And then there were Girl Guides, which was the parallel movement for females. He's very close to his sister, by the way. And he lived in a windmill in Wimbledon for a while, which still stands. He was in Kenya at the end of his life, and he died there of natural causes in 1941. Richard Dawkins's father knew him, and indeed was one of the pallbearers at the funeral. There's a photograph of that in Richard Dawkins' autobiography. But more back to Scouting for Boys. So it became a very popular movement all over the world. Back in the days when being part of uniformed organizations more popular, then there were some sort of similar things like Anchor Boys, Boys Brigade, which were the same, but with more of an accent on religiosity and aligned with Protestantism. And there were Catholic youth movements as well, particularly in Germany. I remember part of, in France, my friends part of Les Scouts d'Europe, the Scouts of Europe, which was a specifically Catholic ones. This he published in six editions, and you could pay fourpence for each one, which is not such a ridiculously small sum of money as it is today. Now, it was following on from aides to scouts. Scouts go ahead of the main army, and they're not fighting. They're just... followed another book by Ernest Thompson Seton, an American, The Birch Bark Role of Woodcraft Indians. Indians as in Native Americans, okay, trying to teach American urbanites, field skills and so on. And he later found Boy Scouts of America. So there's the Chief Scout, the United Kingdom, it's Bear Grylls and so on. The Girl Guides and the Boy Scouts were subsequently amalgamated, and they get badges for all sorts of skills, the knots they can tie and things like that. So Baden-Powell, he trained some boys to age 12 to 15 as cadets, not to actually fight, but in auxiliary roles. So carrying mails, carrying wounded and things like that, doing jobs which allowed men to do the actual fighting. So all the military tasks except combat and so on. There was still some danger. They might still get a shot by the enemy, who even if they didn't realize there were scouts, bullets could go astray and so on. They were near danger. Okay, so that's why they have these big scout jamborees. And it was republished many, many times. It was very popular. So the first bit about what a scout is, and talking about Kim from that novel by Rudyard Kipling, who was a friend of his, and so on. Scout salute have to be honorable, to do a good deed, public service, various songs they should learn, having patrols and things like that, games. So how they had to be honorable. So they're meant to be honest, courageous, generous, selfless, and things like that. And all things they would learn about what was safe to eat, like some mushrooms safe for someone poisonous, or when water was safe to drink, when it wasn't, and how to build a sanitary camp and stuff like that. And then there were more additions about camp life, camping, endurance, chivalry, saving life, patriotism, notes for instructors, and so forth. So obviously it's far less popular than it once was. Went into decline in the late 20th century when people got, you know, Game Boys and computer games and things like that. People weren't so much into physical fitness. People maybe had it too easy being driven everywhere, stuff like that. Unfortunately, some terrible scandals about some scout masters who molested their pupils. Now, I mean, I was never in the scouts as a scout or a scout master. It's not my bag, but some people like it. And as has been pointed out, it's an unfortunate title because scouting for boys is susceptible of misinterpretation. And there we go on. So then in response to that, after the First World War, the Woodcraft Folk was founded. The Woodcraft Folk was a lefty pacifist version of it. Girls and boys together, they didn't think they have a shirt. They stand in a circle, not a line. They felt the line was too militaristic, and no mention of God and no mention of patriotism, and doing lots of the fun activities, but without it being quasi-military. So that is Scouting for Boys. Have you read it? What do you think of Baden-Powell? So yeah, it was enormously popular, but I don't think it'll ever, it's somewhat moribund. It'll probably never completely disappear, but people are not into these activities too much. I mean, people are maybe a bit too precious, and obviously a pain in the neck with all the regulation there is, because all these things are dangerous and they might fall over and hurt themselves. And maybe people aren't into outdoor activities or camping quite so much as they used to be. Remember, there was far less entertainment back then. It's before radio, before television, even books were very expensive. And parents would encourage them, I mean, have to pay a small amount towards it, but see as subsidized childcare. But a lot of the scouts do is not scouting to me. It's just visiting other cities. It's just tourism. I see the teenagers walking around sometime with their scout masters or scout mistresses, do whatever you say. And that's fine, but I don't really think that's a scout activity. But what am I to say? Because I've never been a scout. All right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then on PayPal, georgecannon7@gmail.com. Goodbye.